Perfectionism can be an admirable trait. It's often rooted in pride, care, and a desire to create something meaningful. Some of the most respected creators in the world have built their reputations on relentless attention to detail. Movie directors like George Lucas and James Cameron are renowned for putting in that extra effort, refining visuals, demanding dozens of takes, and pushing technology forward to match the vision in their heads. Their perfectionism has produced iconic work that still inspires people decades later. But perfectionism comes with a hidden danger. It can keep great work from ever being finished. When we insist something must be flawless before it can be shared, perfect becomes the enemy of good. The project sits in draft form. The business idea stays in the notebook. The product launch keeps getting delayed. Instead of creating momentum, perfectionism creates hesitation, and over time, hesitation becomes a habit. In many cases, the real key to success is not getting everything right the first time, but getting something out into the world, learning from it, and improving. Whether you're building a company, writing a story, launching an app, or developing a new skill, progress often depends on feedback. The market, the audience, or even a small group of peers can show you what you could never predict alone. A good first version isn't a failure, it's a starting point. Iteration is how great things are made, and iteration requires action. Ironically, perfectionism is often limited by your imagination. When you're perfecting something in your head, you're still working within the boundaries of what you can currently envision. Your idea of perfect is shaped by your assumptions, your experience, and your blind spots. Excellence, however, can exceed perfection because excellence is discovered through reality. It is shaped by mistakes, surprises, new information, and unexpected possibilities. The process of sharing and adapting can lead you somewhere better than your original plan ever allowed. This doesn't mean we should abandon high standards. It means we should set the right standards at the right time. In early stages, the goal should be clarity and forward motion, not flawless execution. A rough draft can be refined. A minimum viable product can be upgraded. A first attempt can be improved. But something that never ships can never evolve. Ultimately, refusing to let perfect become the enemy of good is an act of courage. It means choosing growth over comfort and progress over perfection. It means trusting that improvement is a journey, not a prerequisite. When we focus on getting things done and learning as we go, we create the conditions for true excellence to emerge.